morning, the work week's dawning, and as usual, I'm running late. I need to get my rear in high gear if I'm gonna be there by 8. I'm sitting at the table.
I like it.
We do.
On a jar of Nescafe.
This is us.
Yeah, I'm sitting here wishing that I could go fishing, but I gotta go to work today.
That's us every day right there.
That's every day.
Who is that? Who's that singing?
I don't know. We can look that up.
We know it ain't Alton Jones.
It's featuring Alton Jones.
I know. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's real good.
Welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson here today, along with Josh Topness and executive producer Jackson Topness in the studio today, helping us get this show on the air.
Hi, buddy.
What's up, Big Jackson? You the man, baby.
He still don't know about you. He's fine with me, but just don't know about you.
Who was he crying when he looked at the other day?
You?
No, I don't think so.
Did I say anything to him or anything? I didn't say nothing.
He's growing up, man. He's already about 6 foot tall, and he's only a few months old.
How old is he now?
Is a year now?
He is 16 months.
16 months.
That's a little over a year.
Yeah.
Well, I added up.
He's a hoss, though, buddy.
He is a good one.
All right, man. You went fishing last week.
Yeah.
You fished the tournament.
Yeah.
Don't tell us anything about it yet.
Okay.
Here's what I do know.
Okay.
We didn't get spring.
It's done, ain't it?
What day was it? Because I missed it.
3 weeks ago, I was standing in Winchester on Main Street working in the snow. It's 87 degrees, 90 this past week.
It went right to summer. So, yeah. And I mean, it didn't come with a little bit of summer. It came with a bunch of summer.
It dumped right down on us.
88, 90 degrees already?
Yeah, we got a good dose of it.
Feels good.
Oh, listen, that's the guy that's out there camping with the bears. That's what. Let me tell you what I had a chance to do the other day, though. I went to look at this place, and it's pretty cool. It's called Earth Joy Tree Adventure.
Earth Joy Tree Adventure.
And it's really pretty neat. They built two tree houses that you could stay in that are very, very nice.
Seriously.
And you got hiking trails. You can hunt.
Here in the state of Kentucky?
Yep. 200 acres. You can climb through the trees, you know, walk. So you don't even touch the ground. You can see the whole property.
Really? Like tar?
Yeah. It was really, really cool.
It was pretty neat.
I know. But I had a point I was going to make, and I can't remember what it was. Josh,
hey,
where was I going with that?
Is it Thursday?
I'm really not sure. I feel like I've just got something on my back right now. I'm just not sure.
All right. Well, anyway, you got to go check it out if you're up in that part of the woods in Brookville.
Brookville.
Yeah.
Whereabouts, what county? Do you know what county that is?
Where is Brookville?
I think that's up past Pendleton County.
Okay.
So it's up that way.
Yeah, okay.
It's really, really a cool deal.
Yeah.
Met some nice people. Shelly and Bill, good folk.
Neat. Yeah. What kind of is there? I guess there's a cost to it. Be like, renting a motel or something.
Yeah,
That's pretty neat.
It is really pretty cool.
It is. I like that.
And I have no idea. I had a great point I was going to make. This is my everyday now. It's my everyday. If I don't write it down, I got no shot at it. Are you kidding me?
Write what down?
Yeah. All right. So fishing. Anyway, it's Harrington Lake too.
Harrington is bottomed out right now.
There's no 720 is.
Yeah.
Summer pool.
No, 738, isn't it?
738. So they pulled it to 719
now. Yeah, 19 feet below summer pool right now.
That is absolutely scary.
Kennedy Bridge is out. You know, you can't cross it.
And it had turned over when I was down there the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, this chocolate milk looked like.
Now, when a lake turns over, can you look underneath of it?
Can you?
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried.
Tell me, when a lake turns over, how much is covered? I mean, how deep is that chocolate? Like, it looks chocolate. How far down does it go?
I don't know. It depends on, I think it's the water temperature. It's when the temperature on top.
It has something to do with oxygen and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, it just flip-flops. And
okay.
I think it's when we have a real warm spell, and then you have a little cool spell right behind that, and the water on top gets cooler, and it sinks, and the water on the bottom gets...
Well, they were catching fish. The water looked great, and then they started pulling the heck out of it. It's shallow as I've ever seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like 46 steps down to
from
the car. Now, that's the bad news, because I don't mind walking down to go fish. It's like coming back up after you ain't caught no fish.
In fact, you can get down quick sometimes.
Yeah, and it had to really screwed up the fish that were on the beds.
Yeah, that's my concern, because usually the Harrington, they kind of, you know, they bide by the Kentucky Wildlife and let them spawn and stuff.
Well, we were down there one day, and I was working on the trailer, and I looked around. You could see the fish. I mean, they'd made their beds on these flat rocks, and then the next thing you know, boom, they're
flat
gone.
Flat rock's gone.
It's gone.
I'm sure that messes them up. Hopefully it doesn't, but I'm sure it does. It has to almost.
Well, you turn around and do something like that right after you've come and put 2,500 fish or 25,000 fish, I don't know, up in Cane Run. Do you know that?
Yeah.
They emptied a bunch of them. So, you know, I don't – how big will those fish be that they put in?
I think they're considered fingerlings, what, 3 inches or something like that.
Okay.
One's being you catch.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have a good time down
here. Oh, I was going to say this. Our fishing just got better.
Hey, they didn't release them in Cane Run, though. They released them in Mox Creek.
That's right, they did. We'll make sure we get that straight.
Yeah, Mox Creek.
That's right.
Up on the other end.
Other end of the lake. Yeah. That's right. That's true.
And I think they were 4-pounders is what they released.
I think that's where everybody ought to go look for them. So, hey, old wise one, have you been out bear hunting lately?
For Mother's Day, my wife and I went backpacking, well, hiking with Jackson on her back, so that was fun.
Did you really?
Wow. Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Went to the gorge, and my wife climbed Indian Staircase with Jackson on her back.
Holy, well, I knew you weren't going to do it. You're the one's been in the gym, you're the one's been working out, and you throw
She's been in the gym. She works out. Right. She's got it.
So, do you flip a coin to see who gets to carry Jackson up
the
hill?
She wanted it, and I had all the water and all that stuff.
All right, how much does he weigh now?
He weighs about 25 to 30 pounds.
All right.
You know, I named my bathroom Jim. That way in the morning, I go to the gym every day.
You're too busy out on that hole.
You spend too much time in the gym.
That's right. We're going to talk a little bit more about everything when we come back. You're listening to Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you're listening to my favorite radio show, Big League Fishing with Doug and Keith.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
need. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by. And welcome back to Big League Fishing. We hope you're having a wonderful day. There's been a lot of changes going on around here lately.
Yeah, a lot of changes.
And I don't know. Hey, remember when they were talking about doing away with all the stuff that you make sinkers with, all that lead?
Yeah.
Whatever happened with that?
They got it banned in California. So we don't do anything in California.
There's a shock.
Yeah. Well, I think California can't use a sinker, but around here you still can.
Wow. We'll talk to our buddy, and old Keith Bryan, see if he wants to come here. We'll let him use sinkers here.
Yeah. And if you're from Kentucky, it's a sinker.
Sinker, that's right. No. What about old Wesley Strader?
Wesley Strader is on some kind of roll. I'm going to try to get him on, and he couldn't get on. He's on another tournament right now.
Oh.
So, but, man, that rascal had been...
He won back-to-back?
Back-to-back. He won a Bass Elite on Kentucky Lake, which was 100 and some thousand.
Yep.
Then he turned around and drove straight to Lake Norman, just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. One of my favorite lakes. We used to go on FLW every year. But went straight out there. Sacked him up again, won him another $75,000.
Dang.
So he won't loan me any money.
Will you get him on? We got to talk to him.
He's just so big, because he's done real well on Major League Fishing.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Spring City, Tennessee. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Get him on. Speaking of that, Major League Fishing, you've been watching it?
Yes, I have. It's fun.
It is, isn't it?
It's a fun show to watch.
Those guys get pretty nervous doing that.
I don't know why.
I don't either. And Marty just calm as he can be.
Yeah.
Yep. In there, just calm.
He needs a haircut, though.
Yeah. His boy got hurt. He got a son, JT, got hurt this year a little bit.
Really?
So we're trying to get him healthy. He said, Doug, he absolutely hit some home runs that were monsters, though.
Wow.
So
you know, the Fisherman Trail that I fish with Greg, they're having a major league event.
When?
Week after next. and it's just for people who qualified from the year before. And I've qualified, I agree. But you fish by yourself. It's a single thing. I wasn't talking toward it. That's my fault.
All right.
Oh, okay.
You think you'd learn. Well, after all these years we've been doing radio, I mean, all these thousands of years that you talk into that microphone.
I know it.
Talk into that washcloth. So what's wrong with you?
I know. I get looking at it like this.
I'm surprised now that we're moving over here to Josh's studio that I got voices coming in both my ears.
I think that the washcloths really just add. I think it's a perfect fit for us, honestly.
I do too. I think it's, well, it's great ingenuity.
Yeah.
I get to staring at it. I feel like the old governor on Blazing Saddles. Work.
Hey, tell me, how'd you do last week in your tournament?
We did good. We caught several bass. Probably had as much fun as I've had in a while fishing. It was fishing like Barron River used to. You know how we used to go down there and catch 30, 40 keepers a day. And we had we ended up with 15 and a half pounds, was good enough for third place. 16 was second, and David Upchurch from down at Columbia, he won, him and his partner, had 20 pounds.
Dang.
We probably were looking at around 18 pounds. We had a 5-pounder got off on us, caught it in a stand of timber, and it got hung on the very top of the stump, and then it jumped off, and then thought we had it, but then it jumped off our line. So
Shaky Johnson.
Yep, caught all of them on Shaky. We caught a couple on a pop-bar, caught two or three on a swim jig, but they was hitting a regular jig and a Shaky head about as good as you could.
It'll be pretty soon. They'll be wearing out that top water.
Yeah. They were jumping. There was some, I thought about you because there was some jump. Yeah. They were white, so we threw at them, caught them, but they were white bass.
Remember one night you and I were fishing a tournament down at Harrington, and we saw these fish breaking. I think it's out near Paradise.
Yeah.
We were over and eased into them, fired at them. They's all
white bass. You said, I said, well, we're in a tournament. You said, but this is too much fun.
It is too much fun.
It is. I love them.
I hear they are catching some down at Harrington still underneath the lights, but
are they?
Dang, you can throw a net out there and catch them now. Yeah. It's so low.
Yeah, but it's, you know, that's good, though, congregate all them fish in a
corner. I know, yeah, so. But I know. Just
be careful because there's so many stumps and stick-ups now that you don't normally see.
Well, I saw some the other day that I had no idea were there.
Really?
Yeah. And so you have to ease. Yeah. But I think when it's down like this, there's a lot of people that are taking advantage of going out there cutting some of them down, too.
Yeah, they should, yeah. You know, it's hard on the dock businesses and stuff. We got some friends that's got some boat docks down there, Sunset Marina and stuff, and it's just hard. The bridge is out, and it's hurting their business. So if you're around that area, stop in and visit them people and eat down there.
I mean, well, I'll bet it's hurting people.
Yeah, it really is. So hopefully, well, it's going to be next year before they get done. November.
When are they talking about? November?
November
of next year.
19.
Holy mackerel.
So,
wow.
And we got the John Williams run those trifectas, so that may affect that. I don't know. You can barely get in there right now. So.
I
don't know what they're going to do.
They plan on keeping it down until?
I don't know. They're pouring. They may not, but they're pouring concrete. And if we have it like a normal summer, you know, they rely on rain to bring it back up. If we don't have any rain, it won't come back up.
Wow. So. Let's see. John's next event is going to be?
It's right around the corner, I think.
I thought I had it on him.
I'm sure there's some night tournaments going on. I haven't heard much going on down there, but it's that time of year. Night fishing gets started good, you know.
Well, on June the 9th, there's the Bradley Roy's down at Harrington.
Down at Harrington.
And it's a night tournament.
Yeah.
So he'll be doing, I know he does one at Cumberland, too.
Yeah, if it's not too low. I mean, that's the sad part about it. Of course, we've had a lot of rain this week, and they're calling for some more rain if they bring it up. If they get finished pouring concrete, they may let it come back up. But from what I understand, they were pouring concrete this past week.
Holy mackerel. Well, June 30th is another one of John's tournaments.
The 30th.
June 30th.
Wow, that's all right.
That'll be one. And that's a night tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, yeah, so you and I are out this week. All right, let me take you off of my calendar, which I have put on here. See, Fishing Munson, edit. Delete.
Get rid of him.
Get rid of that clown.
Yeah, I wish I could go. I got the WORK. Instead of FISH.
Oh.
Gotta go to work today.
All right. So we're out then.
Yep.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Well, you certainly are.
You knew that already.
I knew that because on Sunday I'm going up to a Reds game. We got all the fantasy campers coming in. They introduce us all on the field. Then we have a dinner that night at the farm. And then,
do they play Monday at Great American Ballpark? They get to play.
They're
Ballpark?
Off Monday.
They're off Monday.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
All the fantasy.
The fantasy campers all play. That's exactly right.
What about your Reds? They've made a little turn here. They're 6-2 the past 8 games instead of 1 in 23.
Yeah, you know, on the West Coast, which is always a tough swing out there.
Right, right.
So when you go out and you sweep the Dodgers, that's good. And then you ran into a little trouble with San Francisco. At the taping of this show, they were up 5-3. Matt Harvey was pitching.
Yeah.
And so, yes, sir.
So let's talk playoffs.
We'll turn your microphone off if you want
to talk playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yeah, let's talk playoffs.
Playoffs? Did he say playoffs?
Playoffs.
Yeah, we've made this turn.
All right, we're coming
around the bend.
We made it, but we get backed up because you won 6 and now we've lost 2, and then they're hanging on.
Hey, win 6 more.
Yeah,
I believe
they're going to have a winning record this year.
All right. Wow. You know, I'm a total optimist too, and I love my Reds. But you're saying, and you even said earlier, they would be back to 500 before the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, you want that bet?
I'm an optimist. Yeah. So I'll hop on that as well.
I thought he was a toughness.
You think they'll be back to 500 before the All-Star break?
I sure hope so.
No, that's not the – he said they will be.
Hey, I'll say it. I'll say it. They will be.
Wow. How about that? All right. You heard it right here. We got this on tape, too.
All right, bookies, if you want to give – Keith a call, or if you want to give the show a call.
That's legal now.
You can reach
you can
us.
Bet right here.
Yeah.
Now, can't you?
That's all legal. Yeah, the Supreme Court just passed. You can bet now. I bet somebody asked me the other day, how's that going to affect Pete Rose? Probably won't. But
yeah,
no.
I'm looking into a career as a loan shark right now. So.
You could be a bookie.
Yeah.
Let's
do it.
Good luck with – no, not let's do it. I'm going to stay away from that.
Me and you
come on.
You hear the people talking about it. That is not the glue. Glue is not talking about that.
Glue does. That's true.
No. I'll be the muscle.
You know? Yeah.
You be the brain.
Maybe need a new pair of shoes.
All right.
All right, Munson. You went fishing, and y'all caught them all on shaky heads.
Yeah.
Have they gone to the beds?
Yeah. They were some on the beds in the pockets. Some were coming off the bed. The ones we caught were coming off the beds.
Yeah, but you didn't catch any good females,
no,
evidently.
No. We caught 2 Friday that was close to 5, and then we
had a hold of
1, yeah. And then we caught, I don't know how many 3.25, 3.5 pounders we caught. We weighed in 15 and a half. We probably threw back 14 pounds, probably threw back 12 pounds.
Dang.
Caught a lot of fish.
Wow.
But here's the thing about it. I think Green River is probably as hot as any lake we got in the state right now because we talked to several guys crappie fishing that had those spider rigs. You know, they have 6 posts. They was all bouncing. And they was catching catfish. Those guys had those catfish lines out. Those things were bouncing. So saw bluegill everywhere. So I'm sure the fishing's just good right now at Green River Lake. So if I was going to pick a lake to go to this weekend, that's where I would go.
Green River.
Fish your blood. I'll just tell you exactly how to catch them. Go to the pockets and fish the points. Get you a shake head or a jig and fish 8 to 10, 12 foot deep, and you'll catch them.
All right.
That's a guarantee.
That's a guarantee.
And that'll be 500 for spring break. I mean,
all right, you heard it. There's a guarantee you go catch fish on a shaky head of Green River if you fish pockets and points. And the Cincinnati Reds will be at 500 before the All-Star break.
Yep.
You heard that from Keith Munson and Josh Toughness. Both of them are going out on a limb to say that.
Yeah.
I just can't do it
because you're a smart man.
No, I'm not smart. I'm an optimist, and I want them to do that, but it's just hard for me to pull that trigger right now.
Well, if they can go on another 6-2, 6-3 streak, I'm going to get them a little bit closer. You know what? What are they, about 12 games under still?
Well, no, I think they're a little more than that.
Oh, they're more than 12? I thought they were 12 games
under. When we come back from this next break, we'll have it. I'll let you know how many games under they are. Then we'll figure out what they got to do to get to that point.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a little tough.
Yeah, it will be. I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, but, you know, they could do it. If they get the pitching like they had for that one little stretch and the timely hit, you know, one of the things they're doing now, they're hitting with runners on scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
Pitchers are going 6 innings at least now, so the bullpen's getting a little rest. The guys that have been coming in, for the most part, have done a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they're relaxed and they're not tired, they're going to do a good job.
Yeah,
It's been hard to get a pitcher to go 5 innings.
I know it. But I just don't understand that anyway. You used to pitcher with 9 innings almost every time. If he was pitching, you let him pitch.
Yeah.
You don't see that much anymore, even when they're pitching good.
The difference is the guys back then pitched, the guys today throw.
Oh.
They're max effort on every pitch. We're going to check that out when we come back, talk a little more fishing, a little baseball, a little this and that. You're listening to Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from
Big
League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything
they have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub, or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. Welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful time. It is a good time of year. Got the Derby out of the way. Man, that was fun watching that big old rascal run.
Yeah, wasn't that?
And I won. Thank you.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right. You said it right here. You.
I said justify in honor of my friend Nick Searcy.
That's exactly
who'll
right.
Be coming into the Children's Charity Golf Tournament in another month.
That's right around the corner, isn't it?
It's another month away.
You're getting busy with that, I guess.
Very busy with it. We got a lot of meetings going on. We're getting our celebrities. Right now we're at 45 teams. We'd like to be 50, which we're very thankful for.
Wow.
That's so good. We're rolling. We got about 52 celebrities that have committed. Got some new ones coming
WKYT
in.
WKYT again on
WKYT. Will do it live on Saturday
with Buzz.
Buzz Baker.
Good.
That's right.
Good.
Buzz does a good job with that.
Yeah, he does.
Friday night's when he really does a good job.
Oh, really?
That's when we raise all of our money, have our bid party, and he helps us with that.
Do you still have your what do you call it?
Cabaret.
Cabaret.
Oh, yeah. Do that on Thursday night. Matthew Mitchell's putting all that together, so I don't have to worry about it. It could be a circus this year. And he's, you know, getting him to take over a little bit more and get a little younger crowd coming in. What's what we're hoping for. My group is getting a little older, and so we need some younger folks to come in. And we stayed away from Josh's group, the millennials.
Yeah.
You know how weird they are.
I am not a millennial.
You're close, aren't you? You're where I...
No.
What are you?
I was born in 1988. They consider me a millennial, but I don't buy it.
Right.
Well, how can I be considered in the same age group as people who grew up with computers their entire lives and cell phones and things like that?
Well, I don't consider you one. I just know you were born in the time frame.
I don't think I was. I think that that's a ridiculous time frame. I mean, are you going to include 30 years worth of people?
I didn't make the rules, son. Sorry.
I'm
a baby boomer. Munson's a boomer. Are you a boomer?
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Late 50s.
Then you got, Gen X and Gen Y and
I have no idea.
I don't either.
And then millennials.
And then the millennials.
Yeah.
Sorry. You can work your way out of it, though, Josh. Well, Josh, you work, so you're already not really considered
one. See, I don't understand how...
You don't live at home with your family, so you can't be considered one.
I don't understand how, you guys are, like you were saying, there's baby boomers and then Gen X and then Gen Y. How come my group encompasses, 25 years... And then there's, Gen X and Gen Y and baby boomers, and those are just, 15, 20 years each.
No. I think baby boomers are a whole bunch. We got
a lot. But the Gen X and Gen Y, what's
that's
that
because we got tired of them real early. After we named them, we thought we're sick and let's get with another group. Hopefully, if we change your name, they'll be better.
So you guys are just enjoying the millennials, I guess, for now?
No, we're not enjoying the millennials.
Millennials, make fun of.
That's right. We can't get them to do anything. They know everything, but they won't do anything. And they can't get out of their mama's skirt. So you think we got millennials out there listening to this? No, because they wouldn't
not
be
anymore.
Fishermen. They wouldn't be fishermen anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's fun. Someone asked me the other day, I saw, because I broadcast, some of the Reds games.
Uh-huh.
Somebody got on there and ripped me up pretty good. Said they didn't like me, and I was this, that,
really?
And the other. And I told them, well, when you do that, you kind of put yourself out there to be criticized.
That's right. I mean, you
so that's part of it. I mean, I've heard everybody that I know do a game or people that have done a broadcast say they didn't like them, and that's why this America.
Well, yeah.
We don't have to. You can turn us off if you don't like us.
You got your opinion.
But we're talking today. We got to get serious about fishing because you and I said before this season started we're going to get fishing and we have not been. I want to know what's going on with that.
Hold up. I need to make a disclaimer. Please don't turn us off. All right. Continue.
Yeah. No, don't turn us off. We're having too much fun.
Don't listen to them on that part. But all right, continue listening. Thank you.
All right.
We appreciate you.
Thank you for turning in.
How about that? He jumped right in there and took over.
It's my job as a producer, guys.
I agree with you.
That sounded official, too. Did you notice how he
did it sound official?
He said
he was going to be the bouncer of this bunch.
Yeah.
Got to keep the wheels rolling.
So you and I were supposed to be going to fish a whole bunch of tournaments, and we're not doing it.
Well, the last tournament that I got that you was around.
You're fishing.
But then the rest of the time you've been gone. Now, last week I had a tournament.
You're fishing a whole lot of fishers and men tournaments.
Mm-hmm. No, there's five of them.
All right. Well, they've all seemed to come together.
We've got four. We've got one more to go.
There you go. But so when you and I going to get hot and start fishing?
We go, I can't this weekend, but after this I'm free.
Well, all right.
Are you freed up the rest of the summer?
I got a bunch of freedom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A bunch of freedom.
Except for...
But no bunch of freedom.
Not a bunch of freedom.
Yeah. So I'm going to be ready to go.
Okay.
And the night tournaments, which you don't like to fish, I kind of like those. If I can get the trailer all set up, that'll be perfect.
Yeah, I like night tournaments.
Because I can just run down there and sleep. You know what, though? I don't like them on Saturday night because I don't get home to 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm up at 7 to get ready to go to church. So that's not a whole lot of sleeping time.
Then you sleep through the sermon. Well, that's normal, though. But
well, that's preacher's fault. And I told him that, too.
Did you really?
Yeah. You know what used to be, as before we expanded, we had a Saturday night service.
Oh, really?
From 5 to 6, and I could be down at the lake at 7, and then I had to worry about it.
Yeah.
But we quit doing that because we expanded, and we don't do Saturday night service anymore.
Really?
Uh-oh.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. It's good for the preacher because you don't realize it because one time when I got to do the services, mm-hmm. I did Saturday and then 3 on Sunday, and you wore out.
True, I would say.
So, yeah, so I understand. But not only that, when you do it, then that means you also have to have staff for nursery and staff for parking and
exactly.
staff for this
right.
and that. So
everything goes on just as normal, doesn't it?
Everything goes, just keeps right on going.
Multiply it by 3 or whatever.
That's so. Right. So, That's right.
We have 2 at our church.
We have 8:30 2 or 3, I think, now. I think we're down to 2. Yeah, and it's really good. My buddy Henry Cho's coming in here in June to speak and to do our church on Sunday night, which is like the 24th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll
now,
be
Henry
coming.
Cho, is he the? He's going to be at your golf tournament too, isn't he?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. He's got a lot of work that's going on now. He took some time off because he had a little heart issue, and he had to go in and get that taken care of.
Oh, okay.
But he's going to come, and he'll do the service, and we'll talk more about it as we get a little bit closer. People ought to come. He's really, really good. He's funny and has a lot of good stories. And
so, didn't you have the Gatlin brothers? When you preached, didn't you have him?
Had one of them. Steve came and sang for me when I broke it up a little bit.
Man, that's pretty good.
I know, man.
That was good.
It'd been scary if I'd got Rudy in there, too.
Yeah. they're good. I like them. I always have liked them.
Dear friends, and they'll be back at our tournament this year if they're not working.
Okay.
And
what about, we got Bubba Gillum?
Bubba's deciding whether he wants to come or not. Bubba's 80 years old, so he decided if he wants to come. New this year, Tim Couch is coming. Rex
Tim
Chapman's
Couch.
Coming, along with our other group of a bunch of crazy people. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good.
So we're hoping that this year, if we get up to 50 teams, we're going to raise some good money for the kids in Central Kentucky.
Man, you always do a great job.
And it'll be good. And we'll talk a little bit more. We got one more segment. As Josh said, don't go anywhere. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GM. And they will be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. Robert Douglas Flynn Jr. along with Keith Munson. What's your full name?
Nelson Keith Munson.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Bailey calls me Nelly.
Named after who?
My dad. My dad was Robert Nelson.
Oh.
And he was named after Nelson Rockefeller.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't take after any of them. No, my grandfather's brother's named Nelson, so it's been in the family for a while.
Hey, I got some rods in the other day to give to John Webb for the guys that are fishing in the tournament.
Powell rods.
They're great.
They're great.
So they'll be using it. Well, yeah, if they're not, just ask our boy. He's old Wesley Strader. He fishes Powell, and
he fishes Powell, and he won two tournaments.
Two in a row. That's hard to do.
That's hard. It's hard to win one. You have to have everything going your way against that competition to win two in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see him on the BASS? You can go to BASS.
I did not on the BASS.
They have the bass cam, you know, and that's still in there in their archives, and you can look, and he's flipping bushes.
Is he?
Two biggins.
Oh, no, I'll have to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I mean, it gets your blood circulating.
Yeah.
That's what had me fired.
So is that how he got all of his fish flipping down at Kentucky Lake?
I think the last day he caught them a little bit every which way. First couple of days and kind of hung tough, and then the last 2 days he got on some biggins. 20 pounds a day, 22 pounds.
Hello.
Yeah, so, you know, Kentucky Lake is really down right now. It's the FLW is going on down there right now, and it's really tough. Mark Rose and those guys fishing.
It'll be starting, it's this week?
This week, and the final will be tomorrow. It'll be Sunday. But anyway, Mark is probably as good on the Tennessee River as anybody, Mark Rose, and he was talking the other day about. He can't find the schools of bass on the ledges because he don't know if they're Asian carp or bass.
Oh.
He said he idles and there's fish everywhere. Well, that's what I ran into.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
And then one time you said you thought it could have been bass.
Yeah. Thought they were bass. And usually you can kind of tell by the way they lay on the bottom, but you can't. I mean, it's hard. And
So you just got to try to fish and see what it is.
Fish and see if they're there, you know, see if there's one in there. It's really tough. I think it's
Did they ever do any commercial fishing to get those carp out of there?
They did a couple of tournaments, and they were like 21,000 pounds won. Getting them in nets and throwing them in big metal boats and bring them back and throw them in a big dumpster type of container.
Yeah.
And they were taking, I mean, they weren't wasting them. They were making some kind of cat food or something. I think maybe tuna fish. No, but they're making some kind of cat food out of them. They're trying to come up with something for them. You know, I watched Kentucky Afield a couple of years ago. What's the guy that was on there? He's not the, Miles something. He's on there now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Tim Farmer.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to show you all how to make
it. Very good.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to show you how to eat an Asian carp. And he had an Asian carp probably 8-10 pounds somewhere, maybe bigger than that. He took the knife to it, started cutting down. He said, he cut this part off. And when he got done, he had two little pieces. he fried her up and cooked it. He said, oh, it's good. But it's unbelievable. I was down there last spring, and they had a fish kill, and there was Asian carp dead everywhere.
Dude, but that smelled good.
It stunk to high heaven.
Yeah, I saw them going through with nets, and they were catching them in. Yeah. I mean, catching them out of the air when they were jumping up in the air and catching them.
And they will. I mean, they. You know, it's kind of dangerous, really. But we've been.
Can you imagine at night going down on that thing? And one of those big things coming up, popping you in the head.
They're 30 and 40 pounds. I mean, they're big.
Yeah.
Billy Schrader's daddy caught one. It was, I forget what it was. It was a state record. It was 80 pounds or something like that.
Wow.
Big, big, big. I don't know. I just don't like it.
They're Asian carp. They're not grass carp.
No, they're Asian carp. Yeah. They got their eyes are down underneath their. They're ugly.
Yeah.
They really are.
But how does a strain like that get into Kentucky Lake?
I don't know, but they were in the Illinois River back in the 90s. I fished a tournament on the Illinois River, and they were really trying to keep them out of Lake Michigan and up that away because, you know, Illinois River runs into Lake Michigan. And they were, I guess, you know, of course, the Illinois River runs into the Ohio, I think, and the Ohio runs into the Mississippi. So I guess, and both of them run into Kentucky Lake. Kentucky Lake dumps into Ohio, into the Mississippi. So it's you know, I don't know. They can get in there. It's bad. And then they multiply so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And they grow so fast, evidently.
Yeah.
They're giants, you know.
Well, I haven't been down there in a while, but that lake has always been so good. And as you said, it's been down, but, well, Wesley Strader made it work for him.
Yeah, they were he flipping bushes. It was kind of neat.
Wow.
You know, because I get addicted to watching that. I've told you that before, watching that live stuff. You're sitting there, I watch a few minutes of it, and then I end up sitting there for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
I started doing it one day, too, live, and I couldn't stop.
It's kind of boring. I mean, sitting cast.
Shut my bank door and have them sneak in there.
Yeah.
Watch a little bit.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Get paid for it.
I don't know. I'm not supposed to do that.
Nope. You didn't do it.
Came across it.
Yeah, just looking for a
yeah. Big League Fishing. We hope you're having a great day. It's fun. And Munson's fishing. He and Greg Prophet been out and caught him a bunch of fish. And then you got one more Fishers of Men?
Got one more Fisher's
of Men. Y'all got to be standing pretty good, don't
you? We're 1 point out of the lead right now. We're in second. Ted Grigsby is still leading.
Teddy Grigsby, my goodness.
Yeah, so we're
right. Just think if he had a good jig, what he'd be doing.
He's got a great jig. He really does. BC Lures, old Teddy.
Yeah, he's done good. And so where's your next one going to be?
Next one's at Barron. Up in June sometime, middle June, so we got that
has
one.
Has Barron come back yet?
No, Barron has been slow as well.
Dadgum.
You know, I don't.
That's one place where I said, let's go every Saturday.
Every weekend. We've been down there and had great days where we catch 50, 60 bass a day and catch them on a rattle trap, on top water. Remember that time
anything.
We caught on a frog?
Oh.
Wasn't that fun? But it's on a downspell, you know, and a lot of the lakes are like Green River's hot right now. Cumberland's red hot right now. Dale Hollis's still good. They just kind of go in cycles.
Most of them don't have any water issues other than Harrington, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Harrington's because of the bridge.
Yeah.
But Laurel Lake, you would love that. The smallmouth are biting down there on the old floating water.
Oh, gosh.
That'll last another week or two.
And you can't go Friday.
And I cannot go. I got to work. I wished I could.
My feelings are hurt. Gum. Yeah, I might have to try it. Might have to ease down there with little brother Brad, see what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's been playing deputy dog a bunch, so I have to see if he's...
Harrington will be good. I mean,
Harrington will be good if it's not turned over still.
Well, if it turned over last week, it'll be straightened out by now.
Yeah.
So it'll be good.
Yeah, I have... 5 minutes? Oh, that's plenty of time. I might tell them my life story.
How many lives?
I played 5 years of Little League, and then I played 2 years of Pony League.
have you got an old man rant this week?
You know, my old man rant, it's like one I've had before, though.
Uh-oh, mine's the same as every week.
Put on a stinking blinker. I tell you what, I have waited at two red lights where I'm glad I didn't take off because I'd have been crushed.
Yeah.
There are people that are not even making it close now. It's not even close.
No.
I mean, I don't – yellow lights, I understand, or if you get right under and it turns. I mean, it'll turn, and it's like 1001. Bam! There's another one. Go right through it. I saw that twice today. People that slam on their brakes and then move over into a lane, no turning signal, or you move into the lane and you wait until you get all the way up to the light, and then you put your signal on. We know you got to turn. Now you're in the turning lane, you clown. It's just people that are not being courteous.
And he okay, didn't, other he than didn't that, have old man grind.
Other than that, I don't have a thing.
Got nothing. Well, let's just move on then.
I mean, come on. It's just, and
here's the thing that irritates me more than anything with traffic. You pull up to a red light, or it's a green light. Traffic's going through. There's so much traffic, you're not going through. So you're going to be courteous and not get hung in the middle of the intersection if the light turns red.
You stay back.
So you stay back.
Wait, what?
So
what,
and if somebody
why
turns,
would you do
so
that?
So why the clowns on the right-hand side, they merge right in.
Turn
now
right on red, yeah.
That don't happen anymore with me. I'll block the intersection. So if you pull by in the gray trucks in the middle
so
of the
So they got to you.
Yeah, they got to me.
All right. All your courteous Mr. Nice Guys out the window.
No more sitting there and the light turns red. It turns red.
Are you going to be like that out on the water, too? Are you starting to get tough?
I'm tougher than a pine knot.
It's about time. I mean, it's about time. So now you and I need to go fishing. All right, all our fishing buddies out there listening, Munson's getting an attitude. It's only taken him almost 60 years to get one, but he's finally getting an attitude.
I was at Barron River a few years ago, and we were practicing. It was a Friday before the BFL, and across the lake, I saw Shannon DeVere, John's son, Shannon. Mm-hmm. Well, he rolls over on the other side of the lake, and I see him start fishing. So I think he didn't see me over there. So I said, I'm going to get that old dude. So I fired my boat up. I mean, I ran within 10 foot of his boat and shut her down. I said, hey, is it all right if I fish here? This is where I was going to fish. Guy never turned around.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't Shannon.
Oh!
It was a boat just like his.
Oh!
I looked at him and I said, excuse me, I thought you were Shannon DeVere. All he said was, I'm not Shannon DeVere. That's all he said.
You know what amazes me about you fishermen, though? All you boat owners, you're like people that are in the horse business. They can look out there and tell you what horse, I mean, from miles away.
Yeah, by the sound of the motor.
And you all can say, oh, that's so-and-so's boat. Yeah. That's so-and-so's boat. That's so-and-so's boat. Yeah. I can't even tell what color the boat is. Y'all already know what it is and what kind of motor they got on it. Unless it's a bullet.
Yeah. Bullet definitely let you know.
You can tell when you got one of those. So, all right. Well, I'm going to try to go down this week and catch some at Harrington while you're out there running
around.
Find
a bunch. I'll go down there with you in the afternoons. Because I'll be getting home earlier now. So.
All right. The boat's ready. Got it all. Danny got it cleaned up.
Good
full
deal.
Of gas. Ready to roll. Purring like a
good deal.
Like a kitten. So let's go out there and try some.
Yeah,
I'd love to. Before you know it, it's going to be night fishing time anyway.
It is right now. They're catching at night right now. I think they started the Gwin Island tournaments on Friday nights down there.
Have they really?
Yeah, so they're ready to roll.
Well, I may fish tournament this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Go to Gwin Island. They probably got one at Pandora's.
Yeah. I may just go down and spend the night at the trailer and just kind of kick back a little bit. You know what I mean?
Get a pizza and call me. I'll be
on
late.
Oh, yeah.
I can't fish.
We ain't got TV service yet. I got your TV turned on.
Mm.
I know.
We'll come by. We'll watch Major League Fishing. I got it taped.
All right. Oh, I like that. All right. And then you got a wedding you got to go to?
Yeah, my brother's youngest daughter is getting married, Lindsay. She's getting married Saturday night. So
wow.
Saturday afternoon. So.
Wow. Well, partner, we got to go. I got to go
again.
Fishing, and you got to go. Josh, thank you. And folks, we're having to miss you on the radio. By golly, we'll catch you somewhere on the water for Josh and Doug and Keith. You've been listening to Big League Fishing.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
need. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about bait?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it, too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub, or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.